It would be the first strike in 34 years. Union members voted down the contract their leaders had recommended, which promised to spare jobs and benefits, but offered no raises.
We reached a tentative agreement with the union leadership, and for the membership to vote that down, we're just very, very puzzled.
GRTC's Kathy Shaw Clary, but the president of Local 1220 of Amalgamated Transit Union, said their lowest paid workers could not live on $11 an hour.
Well, I understand the economy is bad.
Dolores Coker.
The $11 hours that a single mother, you know, with children, with dependents cannot really function based on their income.
Both sides say they will meet again with a federal mediator. GRTC says it has contingency plans should there be a strike to take care of the 40,000 bus rides logged daily on the system. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.